And I wish some of your dozy mates in the media had got a fix on their job and started being reporters and journalists, not editorialists and analysts, which they're not qualified to do. Prison company accepted, of course.
The Wire.
Auckland Mayor Wayne Brown has recently criticised Toyo Tamaki Auckland Art Gallery, calling it one of the most uneconomic buildings in the city. He also compared its visitor numbers of roughly $9,500 people per day to that of a dairy, saying that if it was applied to Ace of Prey, then it would not compare. However, Auckland Art Gallery does far more than just focus on their exhibitions and visitor numbers. To learn more, I spoke to Te Arape Morehu from Toyo Tamaki Auckland Art Gallery to discuss the value that the art gallery brings to our city and nation as a whole.
We're here to be a catalyst for art and ideas that enrich our communities, understanding that we have a very diverse audience in the different communities around Tamaki. And our aim is to provide a space where everyone can engage with local and international artworks for education, for inspiration, for enjoyment. And with many free exhibitions, including currently we have Robin White, Te Whanaketanga, something that's happening here, and also we have Walls to Live Beside and Rooms to Own. But also thinking of some of the other gallery aspects, such as loaning our collection to other galleries so that we can get further spread. And sort of additional to that, there are other galleries that have informed us, not just within Tamaki, but across Aotearoa, that look to Auckland Art Gallery, Toyo Tamaki, as a gallery that has standards which others either want to adopt or find ways to align. So those are some of the aspects or some of the reasons why Toyo Tamaki is here and trying to serve our people.
What operations and work does the art gallery do outside of just its exhibitions?
We have many teams within the Toyo Tamaki Auckland Art Gallery, from publishing to editing to conservation to registration to technicians, education, public program teams, and with that we look at doing things like acquisitions of artworks, we look at community engagement, we look at rangatahi engagement or youth engagement, we look at whānau drop-ins for whānau or families to come into Toyo Tamaki. We have artist talks, we have tours, we have education programs that range from ECE all the way through to tertiary, and particularly for those we also have a thing going on where we subsidise transport, we subsidise tickets, we subsidise entry costs for kura who want to come to Toyo Tamaki. Also we have a research library here, and if I think of how we have a collection of 17,000 artworks from historic, modern and contemporary art, and it plots the visual history of Aotearoa and of Tamaki, and these roles that I spoke about at the start are highly important to ensure that these taonga that we have in our collection are in a great state for our wider community.
You personally act as the head of kaupapa Māori for the gallery. How does Toyo Tamaki support the development of te ao Māori in contemporary Aotearoa?
Yeah, so it's actually fortunate that we're having this because I did a presentation just about a week ago. And in the last year, we've gone from one dedicated Māori role to six dedicated Māori roles. We have 10% of our staff that identify as Māori. We have 7% of our visitation is Māori, and that's up from an 11-year average of 4%. We've delivered Toitū Toyota publication, which was off the back of the exhibition, the Māori exhibition that took over the whole gallery. And that has over 100 artists with over 300 artworks from the exhibition. And this publication was delivered to 1,181 schools. And on top of that, we've also had over 5,700 sales. We have hundreds of thousands worth of purchase commissions in the last couple of years. We held the Māori Art Symposium with 200 attendees and 27 Māori speakers. And this will be something that we're looking at doing biennially, potentially triennially. We're sort of working through those logistics. We've been running cultural capability uplift programs internally for our staff. And an example of that is our first program, and we've been through a couple now, Our first program, we had 126 staff, which is about 80% of our staff in total. Along with that, we have bilingual learning unit plans, we have tamariki guides, we have teaching guides. We've been looking at bilingual communications. Essentially, we have an outcome where we want te reo Māori to be seen, spoken and heard, not just within the walls of Te Reo Tamariki, but within our local communities as well. So thinking of ways that we can also outreach and look outside of just these walls.
You also recently spoke about the way that Auckland Art Gallery sort of sets a standard and works with other galleries around New Zealand. How does this work? How is that a sort of symbiotic relationship that Te Reo Tamariki kind of represents and fosters?
Yeah, so I can give a couple of examples. We made a visit down to Te Papa and built up our relationships down there, and the reason for that is because we had the Robin White exhibition, Te Whanaketanga, something is happening here up in Te Reo Tamariki at the moment. But it started off with a collaboration between Te Reo Tamariki and Te Papa. And so with that collaboration of curators from Te Papa and curators from Te Reo Tamariki, this exhibition came to fruition, which is the last 50 years of Robin White's life and the art that she's produced with other artists as well. So that was one way of building up a relationship with Te Papa. Other examples is in this last year, we travelled up. There was a select group of us, four of us, including our director, our deputy Kirsten Lacey, our deputy director at the time, Tom Irvine, and our senior curator, Māori Art, Nathan Porthill, and myself. We travelled up north and went through different institutions around north, including the Hundawasa, a couple of cultural centres, and built up relationships with them. And that was more of a community engagement, building relationships with them and also with Waitangi to understand that there's a natural connection between Tamariki and our northern counterparts and our northern institutions. And so therefore, there should be a relationship between ourselves and the different institutions up there, whether we're advocating for each other or whether we're just finding ways that we can help each other. Along with that, we actually play a national service, not just within Tamariki, but we play a national service where, as I mentioned, we have 17,000 artworks in our collection, and it is our, I suppose it's one of our roles is to ensure that that collection can be seen across, not just within our walls, but across Aotearoa. And therefore, we have connections with other galleries where we do loan out artworks from our collection for them to display them in their galleries, not just in Tamariki, but across Aotearoa. So that's sort of how that ties in.
Is the number of visitors to the art gallery right now a concern, or is it at an expected rate?
Well, as I'm sure that you would know, we've all seen the impacts of COVID like many others, yet we are actually tracking as expected. If I think about the last month, we've seen over 42,000 visitors. And if I put that into perspective on what our FY23 target is, which is July to June, is our FY23, our target is 420,000. And so just in the last month, we have already reached 10%. We can pay homage to the exhibitions that we have on at the moment. Think about Frida Kahlo and Diego Rivera, which has had over 31,000 visitors since it opened in mid-October. So in regards to the question, is it at an expected rate? We are actually tracking at an expected rate.
And is the art gallery run as a for-profit entity, or does it serve more of a public good from your point of view?
As a public art museum, and as a gallery, Auckland Art Gallery Te Reo Tamariki's principal objective is not to make a profit, but to provide an inclusive and welcoming space where the public can engage with local and international artworks for education, for inspiration, and for enjoyment.
That was Te Arape Murehu talking about the purposes and value of Te Reo Tamariki Auckland Art Gallery.